nerd rage is their competitive,
because their competitive standard and competitive legacy.
Oh yeah,
every week.
Every week?
Yeah, it is every week. I looked it up, and they're like, their F&M is legacy, and then
they ain't firing it today because everyone will be at Louisville.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be kind of near Louisville.
Yeah, but not this Saturday.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's this Saturday.
Yeah, that's it's today and tomorrow and Sunday. Yeah, trust me, I wish I could go. Oh. Yeah, it's January 6th, 2017. I actually have not said or wrote on my paperwork 2016 since the year change.
Same here.
It's Bob.
It's Max.
It's Nick.
For the last time.
For the last time.
We are off that note. Yeah, it's Nick's last week, as I had said in the podcast last week.
I didn't listen, so I don't know. And we'll be picking AJ up in a little bit. Yeah. Oh, it's been a long week.
Yeah.
Mine's been a nothing's hot, no work orders are hot, so just do whatever the hell you want.
Oh, God. Just piling the work up on me.
I don't have work, so.
Yeah, you will. Trust me. Everyone gets it.
I know, I will. I've actually already worked before, but I loved my first job.
Started Tuesday morning. Because I wasn't there last Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Fucking business, goddamn damn it. I was so pissed. Guys were just fucking dumping shit on the floor in my area. Oh, it fucking made me livid. So I spent the first hour on Tuesday cleaning up. All I did was fucking clean, and it was only my area. Then finally when boss got there, finally got started on work. And he asked me why I took the first hour, and I showed him pictures of everything. Oh my God, I thought he was going to go nuclear. I honestly thought he was going to kill somebody. Because he wasn't there Thursday or Friday either.
Yeah.
So I sit down, start working, he comes out and he goes, or the owner, Larry, comes out and goes, that's all you got done in 2 days? Yeah, I worked a little bit Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday during the day. Yeah, well, what about Thursday, Friday? Larry, I was off.
Oh.
You signed my slip. Oh, my bad. So I was like, yeah. Miscommunication.
Those are bound to happen at some point.
Hilarious going on, it's not surprising.
Well, it sounds like the first time you've heard him do a miscommunication on himself.
Many a times. But, so, we now have the full spoiler for Either Revolt.
Oh, it's fully spoiled now?
Yes.
Really?
That's a really small
set. Next Friday's the pre-release.
Oh, wow. It looks like a really small set.
Yeah, it is. Everything, all the two set blocks are now large, small, Max.
Oh. That's a really small set, though.
I mean, the only thing that has my fancy is Fatal Push.
Which one's that one? Oh, that's
the new ultimate removal spell for any format that has fetch lands?
Yeah. For a format that has fetch lands or any other way to lose a creature, everyone's gone over it.
Yeah, no, I am
by now
totally excited for that. Even in Modern, that might make me play Grixis.
I mean, it's a one mana destroy target thing of CMC4.
Or less.
Wow.
Well, it's two or less, but if you had something...
Leave the battlefield
this turn, it's four or less.
Such as cracking a Lotus Petal or...
Cracking a Lotus Petal, cracking a fetch land, bouncing your Vanillion Click.
Wow.
Oh, I just saw lights.
It's black, right?
Yeah, it's a black instant.
Oh. Wow.
I think it's a County Mountie. Yep, that's Walworth. Oh no, that's Bloomfield.
Chase him down! Get him!
Yeah. Because knowing my luck, it would be Rasmussen. That guy does not like me. I don't know what he has against me. Uh-oh. No, don't tell me he's turning there. Alright. My grandma's friends.
Yeah. But, no, then did you notice that they have a new Xanthrasorm?
I saw people talking about it. I don't remember the name.
I don't remember the name either.
Of what?
Xanthrasorm. It's a 0/1 for one green flying creature that when it attacks, or when it's declared as an attacker, opponent can't cast spells for the rest of the turn.
This one is, if it were to deal combat damage to a player, you can sack it, and then, same idea, they can't cast spells until your next turn. Until your next, they can't cast non-creature spells until your next turn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, what's its CMC?
I am bringing it up right now. It's okay. Hidden in the middle of... Myth Explorers went and redid everything into an alphabetical order, so I don't even know if I'm going to find it. They used to have them all within their own colors, or when they get released, but... Now it's all mixed up together.
Didn't get a chance to talk with you last week about it.
What?
Thursday went down to Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that place is so fun, even as an adult still. They have an idea factory that's supposed to be for kids 10 or younger.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that place is fun.
Yeah, it's... They got like a water thing.
I don't want to open up Tide.
They got a water thing where balls float. You can take the balls, put them into a
parachute,
and it shoots it across the room.
Yeah, I think I remember that place.
Oh my god.
I don't know if this is the Museum of Science and History where you can make those tops. I don't know if they removed that part of it. Like,
see that, so it might not be there, or they removed it.
They might have removed it, or maybe it's one in Milwaukee, but like, you get to put together a top. Like, you get to choose the color, type. And it's normally one of those, like, you know, like the ones with cord that you have to pull.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Oh, okay. So it's a nicer one.
It's a really nice top. But it's just like, I don't know if it's deeper in the museum or...
Yeah. But while I was there,
yeah,
I hatched 9 eggs in one day for Pokemon Go. Because 3 layers of cement really messes with the GPS.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Holy cow! My wife hatched 11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, damn it, dear.
What do you think about all these Crew 1 vehicles?
I think they're okay.
I mean, obviously, you're more in the Legacy, so... Vehicles aren't showing up as much.
I mean, I think they're pushing the Crew mechanic to try and say this was successful. I don't like Crews 1, 2, or 3 because it seems like you're trying to make multiple creatures.
Yeah.
Into a crew. So, to me, yeah, I mean, the crew mechanic, I think, is great. But the application has been lackluster.
I have an issue finding the Xanthrid artifact.
I'm really surprised there's only 2 planeswalkers in the set. I thought there would be 3. Did you see the one that makes notice of Nicol Bolas?
Which one?
There is a gold card in the Grixis colors.
Oh, that's the one that's like, if you control a Grixis permanent or whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you get to search for a Nicol Bolas card.
Yeah. So I don't know why they put it in this set. Maybe just because it's constructed play?
No, it's a preview of Amonkhet. Because the Rings of Brynhearth masterpiece shows Amonkhet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everything, all of the masterpieces are showing stuff from Amonkhet.
I'm still not finding the...
Nah, not a big deal.
Yeah, I can't really find it.
But we can talk masterpieces, too, before AJ gets here, because he's just going to try and talk over everyone. I actually don't like any of the masterpiece art.
I mean, the masterpieces are masterpieces.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the art style. I don't like the artwork.
Yeah.
Like, the engineered explosives I thought was horrible. The 2 artifacts that are actually in Aether Revolt.
I do actually think, I do like the way they did Wurmcoil Engine, at least.
Yeah. I did not like the Grindstone.
Grindstone, yeah, is horrible.
That was absolutely stupid.
Platinum Angel is not too horrible either.
Do you know what it looks like?
I don't know in reference to.
Atraxa.
Oh.
Somebody actually put them next to each other, and they look almost identical. Oh, except man. For Atraxa actually has a face.
Then, did you see the
Double Black Lifelink Death Touch 2-3?
Yes, the new vampire.
Yeah, the new Vampire Nighthawk.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just start paying one more colossus to get a flying as well?
Yes.
I like seeing that.
Yeah, that I saw and I was like, ooh, that's pushing it. I'd rather pay 3 for Nighthawk.
Yeah, but at the same time,
in a format where he's on the ground, I think it's perfectly okay.
I mean, you can crew any vehicle for double black.
Yeah.
I do have to stop the chaos on here.
No worries.
The Ornithopter, that is such a kick in the balls.
Ornithopter? Oh, the...
The masterpiece?
Yeah.
That is such a
fucking... It literally just looks like a token.
Well, it's a kick in the balls to limited players, because a 0-2 flyer for 0 is horrible when there's no equipment or anything.
open a masterpiece and you get it. Ornithopter.
The only reason I would actually first pick the Ornithopter, I think it's going to be a $50-$60 card, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Because in constructed play, it is a 4 of in Modern Affinity.
Modern Affinity, even Legacy Affinity, even though Affinity is not really a good deck. But,
I do like the Arcbound Ravager artwork.
That does look really nice.
That looks like an itty-bitty Easter Bunny from Hell.
More or less.
And, the new legendary creature. The Captain of something that when she attacks makes a 2-1 legendary monkey token.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see my tweet, the post?
No.
I either want a King Kong or Abu from Aladdin.
Oh, that would work. I mean, they're going to sit in the car.
Yeah, I figured you would stay in here.
Nick, do you want to look at the list here?
Yeah, I kind of do. Is it still on?
Yeah.
Podcast?
You just put your thumb where the mic, but...
Sorry.
Go ahead and comment anything, because we need to fill some time.
I'm just looking. Platinum Angel, that's still just an artifact, right?
Yeah. It's the same. Platinum Angel is that 4/4 artifact that you can't lose the game.
Yeah, but did they change anything about it or no?
No, it's a masterpiece, meaning they can reprint a card.
Oh.
But it's said to be a token of the...
Atraxa?
No, a token of the Aether Revolt invention. The Kaladesh inventions. That's how it's flavorful, but beyond that, they're just trying to reprint all the cards.
Oh, the grindstone looks like crap.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
But, no, unfortunately with the Revolts, they're gonna...
It's Snaring Bridge.
With the masterpieces, if they're gonna be anything like the last set, they're gonna be so few and far between you can't find them.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you order them online, then yeah, you might find them, but at the same time... You shouldn't need to order them online to get your playset.
Yeah.
Too speculative is too high of a price.
Yeah.
So, they're not really circulating the system well enough. You know, I held a cast for all last week for 2 hours by myself.
You did?
Yeah. And yet we have silence now.
Yeah. Because we really don't... I don't know why, but we really don't like talking, apparently. Huh. This looks like a
okay set. Ugh, crap. I'm stuck.
I mean, it seems fine.
Accidentally turned down the ringtone.
Oh. I only put it on vibrate. You know you only looked at one page, right?
I know, but... I don't want to. I'd rather look at it on my phone and be able to, like, download images of the cards I liked. Ow. Apparently I'm so big that this doesn't work.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about American back seats, is they seamlessly think that only a child's going to be in there.
Oh my gosh, that's cold out there.
Yep. All right, I'm going to shoot AJ a text, so a message saying, hey, we're on our way from the gas station. -4 on my way to work this morning.
I was gonna say my car was saying -2 when I started it. Oh. And the funniest thing is down in Georgia they're talking that they're gonna have 6 to 8 inches of snow.
And everybody's freaking out.
Yes.
And up here we're like, we're gonna have 12 inches of snow. Okay.
No, up here it's 30 inches of snow, you're still to work on time.
Down there's like half an inch, like, oh my
half God. An inch, it's the apocalypse. I mean, do you remember the last time they had snow? They had, I think it was like between 4 and 6 inches, and there's pictures where it looks like an apocalypse. I mean, there's cars upside down on the side of the road, there's ditches, there's literally, it's like, it's a clean road with cars in all the ditches. I kid you not.
I'm sorry if I'm laughing, but it just...
My mother-in-law was in Virginia for it. Virginia didn't get snow. They got ice. She walked out at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, you told us this.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
So your food was all morning.
No, no. She walked out at 6 o'clock in the morning and said, we're not going anywhere. We have enough supplies. And it took 2.5 days for them to actually get trucks out salting.
Oh, yeah. Here, it's just like, okay, immediately.
Yeah, here, it's like... We don't need no plow trucks.
It's like, the people from where I'm blowing, leaving in Kentucky, they're like, wherever you wait, we're wearing Wisconsin for winter here. And I'm just like, short sleeves and t-shirt.
Yeah.
Not for really long days.
I mean, it's gonna still get down to like 10 degrees some days. Yeah, but I mean, when it's 10 degrees down there, it's way colder up here.
I mean, like, your best bet is literally you take hoodies and jeans.
Yeah.
And one winter coat.
Yeah, this is the winter coat I'm taking.
Because, like, my uncle-in-law, when he moved to Mississippi, gave everything but his hoodies and jeans. He's like, I ain't gonna need it down there on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
And he hasn't.
Yeah. So, AJ has seamlessly...
Disappeared?
Not looked at his device again to see if... I wonder if he saw the message or not. He said that he would meet us at the stop sign this time.
Is he there?
No, just go to the second one to see if you're seeing the next one.
There is no second one. I mean, up there.
Well, yeah, up there.
Watch and see if you see him walking.
Yeah. Just pull him back.
The window's all frosted over.
We'll take him
back.
Yeah,
don't wipe it.
Oh, don't? Sorry.
There he is.
Hey, cool. He's actually there.
Close.
Okay, I'm gonna put on my headphones and probably just
no.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
oops. I don't know my mom. Guess I gotta turn off my music.
Cold enough for you, AJ?
Oh, no. I've had colder.
Since we all have.
Must be really cold for Nick.
Yeah, I hate cold. I hate the winter. I hate everything about it.
Oh, look at the bright side. It's supposed to get... North Carolina's supposed to get 4 inches of snow.
Oh, well, what do you think? I'm going to Kentucky. Do you think I'm happy about that?
I was waiting for that comment. Did you remember the reanimator proxies?
Yeah, I got them in one of my boxes here.
Okay.
I don't know if I have everything for it, but I should have most.
You got the majority of it, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because then we have reanimator as one of the grinding necks.
Oh.
My computer died Tuesday night.
That sucks.
You are just having the worst luck.
Oh, yeah.
Did you blow it too hard?
No, too much time on Skyrim.
Ah!
What? Are you running on, like, 10-year-old hardware?
No, I have overclocked hardware, though.
Why'd you do that yourself?
It came overclocked.
Why don't you take it off? Turn it off.
Yeah. Never. The system ran fine for 2 years.
I'll tell you right now, AJ. The computer that I built in 2009.
Still running?
Still runs perfectly.
Yeah. I got my laptop coming back at some point. It should be here today.
How far are you in Skyrim? Because both me and Bob have been playing it too.
Yeah.
How far am I?
Yeah.
Just got to write one after 20 hours.
Okay. I'm...
Also, have you been doing mods and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a ton of mods running. Are you kidding? I'm up to 80, I think.
See, I got it on PS3 because I'm poor.
Yeah.
I got it on my PS4. Which can run mods?
Oh, I've got an Xbox 360 if somebody wants it.
I already have two of them in my house.
You couldn't pay me to take it off you.
Figured.
Well, you could actually, because I could use the money.
But
except I don't have money.
Okay.
No. I think I got level 18 last night.
I'm already at level 20.
Someone's been grinding through iron daggers.
My smithy might be 55, but...
Wait, what? I haven't done any real... I've done minimal smithy.
Oh, did you know that? That's the fastest way to get... That's the fastest way to level up is with iron daggers.
Also, you just keep smithing iron daggers.
Yeah, you just keep smithing iron daggers.
Also, Max,
it's the most cost-effective, too, because if you spend gold on it, too.
Wait, can PS4 use console commands?
No.
You can get a mod that'll allow you to do it.
Okay, because I was going to say player.addItems0f and whatever, get whatever numbers you want.
Well, you can also you can skip the full BS and just say, give this much skill power.
Right.
You can just use that command.
Right.
But no, my brother ended up is now doing a legit playthrough right now.
Oh,
on his
How
computer.
Is Mitch? I haven't heard from him in a year.
He's fine.
He's Mitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Alan's back.
Yeah, I heard. You told me way back.
Yeah, he's running things. He was running a game on Wednesday.
Yeah. One of the,
one of the players who was there when Ken was around.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he went off to Korea for a while, South Korea for a while, let me specify.
He's a Shadowrun player.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He likes to do very interesting things with games.
But so on Magic, hey, what do you think about the new set coming up? Have you seen all the cards yet? Is there any ones you want to highlight? What did it do?
It was the green enchantment that every time something of yours leaves the a permanent of yours leaves the battlefield, you can flip your top card and either put it in the field or put it in the bottom of your library.
Put it in the field or bottom of the library? What? That seems like a...
That seems busted.
That does seem really busted.
Hold on.
It is like a 6-drop, if I remember
right. I might be getting it wrong, but...
Well, no, there was a 6-drop where... Exactly, it did.
I mean, I'm just bringing up Aether Revolt right now. Just bring it back up. If everything loads, of course. I forgot what page green is on.
His phone crashes.
Alright. Green enchantments. Revolt at the beginning of your end step. If a permanent you control left the battlefield this turn, reveal the top card of your library. If it's a permanent card, you may put it onto the battlefield. Otherwise, you may put it on the bottom of the library of your library.
Wow.
And it's only 5 mana.
Okay, that's pretty damn good.
That's going in a truck, so.
Did you see the price of reanimates?
No.
They're at $30 a piece.
What? Why now?
People are expecting Black Red Reanimator at the GP.
Oh, okay.
For Louisville.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. Reanimates, the Tempest version, are $30.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The FNMs are sitting at, like, 60.
God.
If I remember correctly. Or they might be only at, like, 12 or 15. But it's still, it's like...
Holy this was an uncommon?
Uncommon. I remember picking my playsets up for $9 a piece.
I remember trading one for $8.
Yeah.
That seems a bit,
Yeah, that's...
I didn't get a chance to listen to the Money Draft podcast.
I don't listen to them.
I just wanted to listen to this week's because they talk about Frontier and the downfall of Pokemon Go. That's the only reason I wanted to listen, just to get their takes on the Frontier. Because to me, Frontier is the people who didn't want to give up Bant Company and the people who want to speculate.
Yeah. And there's the people that want to be able to trade their card, get an extra chance to trade their cards after standard rotates.
I mean, it's speculators format that's driving it right now. Everybody on the internet is quote-unquote talking about Frontier. I have never seen a game of it played.
Yeah, I've never seen a game of it played. I've only heard of it in... When Frontier came out, I heard it on every single one of the casts. Now, just recently, I've heard it once after a month on a cast.
Frontier is a new format that Haruya in Japan decided to make because they have they don't have a lot of older cards over there. So what they did is they made a non-rotating format that is from Magic Origins, or M15 forward, the newest card frame.
Okay.
So M15...
Yeah.
Tarkir block.
Origins.
Origins.
Zendikar.
Battle for Zendikar.
Innistrad.
Well, Shadows over Innistrad. Yeah. Either Revolt. Yeah.
No, I'm laughing because last night when I was bored, I was going, Avacyn Saga and all the other ones matching different names to every other one.
Urza's Ascension.
Oh. I was really bored.
That was one of the other ones that was said.
Dark Legacy.
If you really want to have fun, run a card like 15 or 16 times through Google Translate.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Julian Nob.
All right, we're going to do this just because we have nothing else to think of.
Julian Nob randomly starts putting, he ran Jace the Mind Sculptor through Google Translate like 20 different times. And it came out to be this long, incoherent card with this stupid abilities.
All right, what card do we want to put in here?
Metallurgic Summoning.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how to spell metallurgic. Can we use a different word?
Let's start with an easier one.
Counterspell.
No. What I was thinking, Elvish Archdruid.
Alright, so how many times do we need to run it through?
You gotta run it through a whole bunch of different languages, if I remember. Man,
okay.
Here's the,
It's coming up as Counterspell. Still Counterspell.
Oh, yeah.
It's still Counterspell.
Not a good one.
Even in Arabic, it's still...
Yeah. But you gotta keep... That's why I'm saying you gotta think of a longer name. Like, Jace the Mind Sculptor. There you go.
Yeah, the second
one. Jace the Mind Sculptor. Alright, we'll do Jace.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
What are you guys talking about back there?
Barrel Chief of Compliance. He's a 2-drop for colorless and a blue. Instant sorcery spells you cast cost 1 colorless less to cast.
Yes.
And whenever a spell or ability you control counters a spell, you can draw a card. If you do, discard a card.
Yes, I saw that. That looks amazing in EDH.
Yeah.
Oh, and in Esperanto, which is Jason the Mind Sculptor.
All right, give it up. We got other stuff. We can do that on the ride back.
All right.
It's probably a card that Max would love to have.
Did you
what? No, I was completely... I was looking at the translation.
Read it again for Max.
Okay. Here, I'll pass the phone to him.
What did it say? It's a sorcery spell that costs 1 less to cast. Whenever spell ability you control counters a spell, you may draw a card. If you do, discard a card. Yeah? What about it?
Seems really good in EDH.
I mean, it's strong. It's a 2-mana legendary creature.
I mean, for somebody like me who I don't think I've built an EDH without counter spells,
it's really good.
2-drop Jace Archivist on a creature.
I've never built an EDH set without green or red. Blue or red.
And you've never put a counter spell in those decks, have you?
Actually I have. They just didn't work out.
Well, the problem is you're trying to play counter spells with Maelstrom Litter. It doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
That's why...
It is wasted.
That's why I stopped.
With Maelstrom Litter, all you do is you just play ramp stuff.
Oh, I actually have a lily pile.
Oh, lily piles?
Yeah, I have a lily pile. I don't know if you saw it on the Twitter.
No, I
didn't. From last weekend at last week at Nerd Rage, I had ulted me a lily against me. I gotta find the picture though.
Of the battlefield and then just like weakened side piles.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you
And ask any questions of answers, like of what cards I had in my hand, what cards were known during the Lily Files and all that stuff. Feel free. Because I know one that will make the decision is the fact that he does have a replicate in hand.
Oh, you know that?
Yeah, he knew that when he was doing the piles.
Okay, so he had it abruptly.
Yeah. I just need to find my...
Find it on your Twitter?
Yeah.
Go to pictures.
Oh, what?
Where is that? So I just posted it straight through Twitter.
Yeah, you gotta look at your profile.
Okay. Oh, did you hear about Fort Lauderdale?
What?
Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, yeah. The shooting. Yes, there was a shooting at the airport in Fort Lauderdale.
Another one?
They think it was two gunmen who came off of a Canadian flight.
We'll hand this to the less experienced players first.
Well, hold on. Read the cards on the battlefield on your side.
Yep.
All right, so the cards in the field are two ensnaring bridges, Senses of Finding Top, two grindstones, Seal of Cleansing, Blood Moon, and then for the land base, I had two plains, one mountain, and then one plateau.
That's easy. That's an absolute easy pile.
I know it is easy piles, but...
So, what would you do?
Just what pile would you make with the
Lily? Max has to... his opponent divides those into two piles. Max chooses one and sacrifices the other. So he gets to choose one...
So it would be grindstone, ensnaring bridge...
Blood Moon, and then...
You also get the lands, too. Don't forget about
them. Yeah, all his permanents.
Every single permanent on the battlefield. Oh, and I had no cards in hand.
I don't know then. That's confusing.
It's really easy. It takes 10 seconds.
Well, for you guys.
Lands in one pile, others in another pile.
Yep.
Really?
Yes. Because if he chooses the lands, he has no permanence.
Oh.
So you get out of blood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If he chooses the permanence, you can then abrupt decay the Blood Moon. You're fine. He has no lands.
Yeah.
The moment I saw what was on there, I'm like, yeah, that's...
Well, I'm dumb, okay?
And on how he did it, he started off like Nick. It was ensnaring bridges in each pile.
Trying to divide everything equally.
And grindstones in each pile. And I think he put Blood Moon and the two planes together.
That's actually what I was gonna
do. Because if you do the...
Seal on top in the other pile with the other two lands.
Yeah, if you do it that way, though, you can leave your opponent with still stuff on the board of one thing or the other.
I mean, ultimately, he ended up leaving me with two planes... A grindstone, a blood moon, and an ensnaring bridge.
Yeah.
He still won.
He won that game because he had the abrupt decay for the ensnaring bridge.
Ah.
He had, also too, I mean, if it really mattered, he had Goyce on the field, he can kill me.
Yeah.
But.
No, so, I just would have done it lands and non-lands.
Well, that's the ultimate, like, that would have been the safe bet, is to put lands and non-lands, because then I will end up drawing cards, forcing me to fill up my ensnaring bridge.
Yep.
I mean, the ensnaring bridge wouldn't work. It doesn't matter if you've cast an abrupt decay or not.
Well, knowing that he has the abrupt decay, I just give you non-lands and lands, because if I abrupt decay the bridge, I can get through. If
there's two bridges.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, either way, I can still save the abrupt decay for hitting any of the combo pieces. He knows you're on red-white painter at the time?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can save that for the combo pieces, and then eventually he'll find a Jace, or what was he, black-green? Just straight black-green?
He was black, green, white. It was Abzan Death. He was Abzan Stoneblade.
Okay, so yeah, eventually he'll find another abrupt decay or artifact removal to get rid of.
He also too. He got down to one life because of a Dark Confidant. Literally, he had to win that turn, or else he was going to die to his own Dark Confidant.
Did you see the Paul Cheon video from
No.
Twitch? Vintage Cube.
I'm joking.
Paul Cheon's at one life with a Mana Crypt.
Oh, wow.
And if the Mana Crypt flips in his favor, he wins.
Oh, God.
If it kills him, or if it flips against him, he loses.
He lost?
No, he won, and his celebration on camera, recorded, was hilarious.
Did he like, oh, I win?
Then he gets on the sub train, or this was a couple weeks ago, he got on the sub train for, when, like, 16, 17 people ended up subbing to his channel.
Yeah.
He got on his son's toddler train and starts rolling around the living room.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious. Somebody's got a stereo going.
Yeah, it's probably that guy over there with the Buick.
Gotta be. which I don't think either of these other cars have a big enough trunk for subs making those noise.
Well, some of these newer cars, like maybe even that freaking WRX over there could have a sub package.
No, that WRX is not going to have a sub package.
You never know.
Nobody buys this WRX for the sub package max. They buy it because it's an all-wheel drive turbo.
So, no, and then last week I ended up going 04, because initially I put Vexingshusher back in the deck.
Okay.
And immediately every single round sided it out, because I was versus Burn or some other deck that didn't have counter spells. So I was like, what the hell?
AJ, you got a taste for dinner?
Yeah, I could eat.
I asked what you had a taste for.
Oh. I don't know.
What, Nick?
I said I'm hungry, but I don't have money.
So I'll stop at KFC.
Wow!
Stopping anywhere would make me angry, but KFC really wouldn't. I don't like their much of their food.
What?
Because I have my own chickens, I can kill and eat if I want to.
Okay. All right.
So we'll just go to the shop. I don't understand where the confusion was on that lily pile. I mean, you just divide it in lands nominates.
Yeah. That's what I would have done.
It's the same
thing. When he said he had an abrupt decay and knew he could win that turn because I had no cards in hand, separating the two and Staring Bridges doesn't really matter. As long as the two and Staring Bridges were separated, it didn't really matter to him.
Yeah, as long as you have a bridge, you're fine. Or any bridges.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Is if he separated them, then I'm obviously going to get a bridge, and he kills one with Lily and kills the other with abrupt decay. So then removing both the Staring Bridges, and he can swing and kill me.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, either way, it's the eventuality he's going to get you.
Yeah, because I had no draw power anymore.
You had no draw power, on top of the fact your deck's already so light on lands.
Yeah.
How many lands do you run in your Painter?
18.
Okay.
Delver decks run that.
I think I'm at 18, if not 20.
18.
I think I'm 18 and 3 Chromoxes.
Okay.
And 4 Shimmering Spear Guide. Simeon.
How many lands did you have on the field at the time?
Only 4.
Oh, okay.
2 Plains, a Mountain, and a Tomb, was it?
Yeah.
That's so bad.
It's kind of funny because my first round was versus Bug Delver, and I drew every single one of my basic lands. So he's just like, I don't even think you're playing basics in that deck, so I just sided out Wasteland. I'm like, well, thanks.
I mean, you're only playing 4 8 non-basics, is it?
7 non-basics.
3 tombs and 4 plateaus.
Oh, well, and then you gotta count all the, and then you also gotta count the, 1 ancient den and 3 ancient furnaces.
That's right.
But at the same time, the Wastelands hurt against the plateaus that I need to... If I need to fetch for a plateau, I need a plateau.
I forgot. I got on talking with Patrick Ugolo on Twitter after a comment from Erin Campbell.
Okay.
She was wondering what happened to Eldrazi on Magic Online. Patrick commented that because Stoneblade has picked up in popularity, it's a bad matchup for Eldrazi.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Well,
as a long-time Stoneblade, Deathblade fanatic and fan...
How many times have you versed Eldrazi with Deathblade?
I have actually not played it other than a couple of times online. And I never felt in control. Literally, I felt like I was winning through the skin of my teeth.
I mean, Eldrazi, the only thing that Eldrazi has to... Only thing that Eldrazi has to really kind of stop Deathblade is the Warping Whales... And Chalice.
Yeah, but they're...
But I mean, they power out 5/5, so that's kind
of
weird.
Yeah, they power out a 5/5 that my true name nemesis can only stop one of. The only way that I see them having a good match is if they get an early Batterskull. But when they can go turn 2 Thought Not Seer, strip your hand...
Yeah, and you're usually going to go a turn 2 Stoneforge Mystic tutoring for equipment, and then that's when they can Thought Not Seer for the equipment you just got.
Yeah, and they run their own JIT.
So I mean, it's just like,
it seems like a very 50-50 matchup, but as a Deathblade player, I never felt comfortable against it.
I don't even see how that actually is even a 50-50 matchup. I think Eldrazi beats that one easy.
Well, because I have Force of Wills for the Chalices.
That's fair.
And Wastelands to hit their crucial lands.
That is a good point. Wasteland is a big house versus Eldrazi.
Wasteland can really, really shut them down.
It really can. I think that's one way I won with Bug in the Ice on mine. Was just I waste-locked their Eldrazi.
Mm-hmm.
I was down like 2 life, and I just won because they stopped drawing land. So I'm like, yay!
Well, you know the new tech for the red-green lands deck?
What?
Getting rid of ports and putting in 4 ghost quarters.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Because in that way they can get rid of basic planes from in the Miracles match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what.
That's another one of those ones where I wonder, like, when do you make the switch to having Ghost Quarters over Wastelands?
Oh, they run both. No, they keep both in. They just get drop the 4 Rashidian ports off. And it's just because of the Miracles match. Because once you take out their 2/3 planes and their 2 tundras, they have no white source for swords or Terminus.
Yeah.
And then their only way of stopping is Click or Krakus. And they only get one use out of the Krakus, if even that.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, Vriska's spread the great green lands here.
That's why I say I think in our next expansion, it's going to be red green lands. We have storm already, but red green lands and I forgot what the other deck I was thinking about.
Because we're going to have Reanimator now.
Reanimator and Eldrazi.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we do want Eldrazi in there.
I'd like to put those 3 into the gauntlet.
But as you know, I really haven't worked on the gauntlet for a while. That and then if we're going to be doing Nerd Rage each week,
well,
we don't have time to really grind games.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it really depends on financial stuff, because an hour drive each way is kind of taxing.
Also, too, it's a burn meta, so...
Oh, it's burn meta?
It's burn meta.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yes, play alone as much as you want. I saw one lone player, and he did well.
Oh my god, I was so built low.
Well, that's why I want to play Tez next. Play next Tez next time we go down there. I want to play Tez so bad.
Chalice on one, suck it.
Like, I almost just wanted to buy Water Graves and the Polluted Deltas.
Well, I mean, what are we missing if I play low? Actually, no, I don't want to play low in a burn meta. Price of Progress is a beat stick.
Yeah, it is. We want to play the Chalice deck at least.
Well, if I play Bant Deathblade, you could play Tez.
Yeah.
Because I'd have the Mox Diamonds, the Force of Wills, the land base.
Chalices.
And the Chalices.
Well, at the same time, I almost just thought about getting Water Graves and Polluted Deltas. I only have 2 dual lands. I only have 2 black-blue lands.
You also had a Volcanic.
Oh, and I do have a Volcanic. So then that'll be a Steam Vents.
I mean, I could lend you the actual original duels.
I know.
Right back there, Nick?
I'm just cold. Are you cold? Anything below 70 is cold. Anything above 80 is hot, so.
Oh my god.
What? Yeah, I have a weird sense of temperature.
Nick, you need to get the sand out of your vagina.
I was gonna ask, are you pregnant? I really hope not, considering I'm a guy.
Well, you never know.
I don't know, it doesn't seem like your balls have dropped.
But. How do you get back to Magic after a comment like that?
I don't know, have your balls dropped, Matt? No. So, do you know how Jeremy did last week?
Jeremy ended up probably going 0-4 himself. Oh, so, he won against me. So,
so he went 1-3.
So he went 1-3.
Okay.
Possibly.
Because, like, when he first texted me on Tuesday,
yeah,
it's like, hey, you want to go to Nerd Rage for Legacy? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Max and I are going to be recording our podcast. You're going to have to be on it, or at least be quiet while you drive. What? I'm driving? Well, yeah, I don't want to drive stick down to Chicago. Fine, but I'm trolling your ass so hard on that podcast. Yeah, just wait. You're going to try and get me, and Max is going to say 5 words, and you are just going to whip around on him.
Yep.
Is he that dumb? Oh, oh yeah. Yeah, just wait, Jeremy. You think it's easy on me? You will be like picking candy for my baby with Max.
Max, what did you say?
We didn't go.
Bob ended up having to help someone move.
Our friend Melissa ended up changing from Saturday to Friday night wanting to do her move. Originally, she was supposed to be there at noon to pick her stuff up at my house. They didn't show up until 5 o'clock.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I knew the moment that you said this. What's the name of the person again?
Melissa.
The only said Melissa is needing help move. I'm like, yeah, Bob ain't going to Nerd Rage this Friday.
I was so pissed because she called me up Thursday night when we were on our way home from Science and Initiative. Hey, can you get the truck tomorrow? And I'm like, I should be able to, but I was planning on Saturday. I'm hoping to go out with friends tomorrow. Well, we're doing it tomorrow with or without you. All right, I will call you tomorrow morning when I can get the truck. So called her at like 9 o'clock in the morning when I dropped my kids off with my mother-in-law and said, hey, I'm going to get the truck. Tell them to show up at my house at noon. We'll get loaded and get the load down to Marengo before you're off of work. She goes, well, I'm hoping to be off at noon. I'm like, well, that's fine. You can meet us midway. I'm sitting in my house. Noon. No message. Can't get a hold of sister. She's still at work. Okay. 2 o'clock, wife gets home with the kids. Still no word from Melissa.
Oh, boy.
3:30, I text Max, I text Jeremy saying, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I still haven't heard from them. At 4:30, I'm like, screw this. I'm going to the bank to deposit my check and get my money in the bank. I get home at 5 after 5, and they are pulling up behind me. Like, it's already freaking dark. We got an hour to load, an hour to drive to Marengo, and then an hour for me to get back.
Oh, Jesus.
I did not get back to my house to get my cards until 7:45. I was so pissed. I did not want to start moving after dark. I hate moving in dark.
Yeah, because you don't know if you missed something or not.
Yes.
And you also are carrying items and trying to watch your step at the same time.
Multitasking.
Well, it's not even just that. It's the fact that I'm driving down to Marengo, where I've only been there 2 or 3 times. They're taking back roads instead of the main roads. And I'm stuck with a freaking pothead next to me.
Oh, jeez.
Because he didn't want to get crammed into the back of another car.
And you got Max next to you?
Yeah, I don't smoke that much.
But literally, the guy just would not shut up. He was driving me insane.
Oh, jeez.
And it was an hour plus ride down there because we took back roads.
I don't think, if Max and I were like one person, that's probably be about as bad as it was.
No, I gladly would have taken both of you sitting one ear and the other ear.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I couldn't even imagine that. I mean, just up to the part with me and Max having sitting in one ear.
Well, no, I mean, talking. You can, Max could sit on my right, Nick could sit on my left. I will gladly take that over just him in a pickup truck.
Well, everyone, here's a break.
See you in a bit.
I don't even fucking know.
Oh my God, he's like a woman. It's colder. I gotta pee!
Wow. Yeah. Sometimes I feel bad, what did I say?
Yeah, you should. Some of the things you say, oh my god, I'm really surprised you have not been beaten senseless.
I mean, I still haven't got beaten senseless, so.
Yeah, but you haven't come down all the time.
You also haven't said what I've said.
Yes.
Like, we were going doing Pokemon Go over by,
Kenosha?
We were in Kenosha, on the lake.
The lighthouse.
And at the lighthouse. And then we're like, when are we kidding?
No. The four of us go walking. Steven, myself, Max, and Katie. We all go walking, and Katie walks off.
Yeah. We don't know where she went.
And Steven goes, oh shit, where did Katie go? And Max goes, she's over there.
We were right by the lake.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time she kicked my ass.
Right in front of fucking Steven, who almost beat the living shit out of him for that. No, seriously, Steven looked at me and said, if he says that again, I will kill him.
No, he even said it to me. Like, Steven was legitimately pissed about me saying that.
I'll push the envelope.
It's frozen.
Then I think there was one time where Katie had pushed Dean. And I just kept them reaching.
No, they were outside horsing around.
And Katie accidentally knocked over Dean.
Yeah, Katie, like, tackled Dean into the smoker's bin, and Dean cut his hand open.
Ooh.
And Max would not shut up, and Katie was in tears. Just completely bawling for what Max was saying. And Kessel was so drunk he wanted to beat the shit out of you, but Katie was like, no. Like, Kessel told... When I found out about
Max,
that, I looked at Kessel.
Still alive?
Well, again. When I found out, I looked at Kessel, I'm like, thank you for not beating the shit out of him. Next time you go to do it, let me know. I will do it.
Jeez,
well,
man.
It's like, when people say, look, dude, you're playing with fire with that one. Dude, I'm used to playing with fire.
And you will get burned.
God damn, Max.
Yep, he's an idiot. 1 degree out. Oh.
Yeah, -2 with wind chill.
More than that. Oh my god, you guys. I'm making drama.
Look out, it's a bird! We should go move.
No, I don't see the lights going.
No, he won't.
He won't.
He's in the restroom. Andrew got pulled away.
No, he doesn't have a phone, does he?
Yeah. No, he can text me whatever he wants, but it doesn't really matter. Where'd you go? I don't care.
Just move a bit.
I should actually text him right now. Hey, we went down to the 7-Eleven. Mia's down there. He's a bunch of dirt.
Just tell him we're at the Twisted Cow, even though it's closed.
So that was your games of miracles versus Merrifolk with Katie?
3-2. I ended up winning more, but those last two games, she actually was able to get the sequencing and play one dude out, make me answer it.
Yeah, she started doing that finally, and then as well, you also were drawing the hottest cards.
Yeah, no, the last game, I was drawing hot garbage. I did not see a top, counterbalance, force of will. The only saving grace was as I saw 2 Snapcaster Mages and 4 Swords to Plowshares, making it 6 Swords to Plowshares.
I do still like playing against Miracles, though. I like the Inquisitive style of the game.
It's all about sequencing.
Sorry, somebody was in the
bathroom. I had to leave.
There's two.
We were about to text you. I was about to text you, go like, hey, we went down to 7-Eleven, meet us down there.
No. I would say fuck you. I'm not.
I told Max that you should text him and tell him we're at the Twisted Cow.
What the hell is a Twisted Cow?
The ice cream place that's closed.
Oh.
The ice cream there is actually pretty good.
Yeah. No, it's really good.
I told you it was better than Culver's.
It is.
All right, I got the front window defogged.
Sorry.
No, you're not. Stop lying.
Actually, I kind of am.
No, you're not.
Fine, I'm not.
There you go. Now
you're finally telling the truth.
But I was sorry.
No, you're not.
But now I'm not.
Quit lying.
You know, every time you lie, your nose gets bigger.
Want to know what? Every time I punch in the face, your face will get smaller.
No,
maybe
it might
just sense it.
Because then I'll be punching your face and you'll be losing.
Okay,
it.
Both of you, calm down, children.
fight,
kiss,
kiss.
This transmission does not like cold weather.
I'm just gonna have to.
So I know, I just realized we have never done FMK with AJ.
Oh, God. I'm putting on my headphones if we do that.
Nick, it's your last cast. Come on.
AJ, do you know FMK?
Nope.
Oh, yes.
Yep. All right, here we go. First one.
Oh, God.
Jason, Mark, Ken.
Can I choose kill for two of those?
Nope.
Nope.
Come on, AJ. What's your choices?
Suicide.
Seppuku.
Not even for Ken? Like, fuck. Because well, Ken is in there.
Well, yeah. But that's also stretching it a bit. Like, would you rather Stephen Hawking, Bill Gates, and Thomas Edison? Or would you
see,
rather
have... but if you marry Bill Gates, you get cash.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually an easy one.
Yeah.
Completely easy.
How about...
marry Edison, because he's already dead, so you get all of his money.
Well, if
fuck Bill Gates. No, fuck Bill Gates, because then that way you can blackmail him to get more money. And then you marry Hawkins.
No, you already said marry for Edison.
Oh, yeah. Kill Hawkins.
Why?
Put him out of his misery.
Put him out of his misery. Sympathy kill. Sympathy kill. Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think he's a brilliant mind.
He is one of the greatest minds of our time, but he doesn't have a lot of time left.
Next?
Considering he's like 60 years old.
Do you agree?
I completely forgot what we're trying to do here.
So, man,
I lost focus.
Matt caused the goldfish.
Well, there's other intentions on my mind right now.
Like Max, what?
I'm still at the table, guys. I'm still at the table, guys. I don't know why you guys.
What?
No, over your head, Nick. Over your head.
We had a very jiggly time, man.
Very visually straining time.
There was a bouncy time at the funhouse.
What?
We know.
So stop it! I'm putting like multiple scenarios of like what possible. Is this like while we were in the car waiting for me?
No.
Or at the table with
6 hours. I got 6 hours till I gotta be awake.
Oh, that sucks. I can stay up, play Skyrim.
I'm going to the game shop tomorrow.
I have to wake up at like 6 o'clock because my mom's gonna bark in my room saying,
Nick, you gotta get up. We gotta clean your fucking apartment.
And I'll be like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss all you.
No, upside of children is quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think the upside is a lot more than
the
downside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
A lot more than the downside.
As much as my kids have driven me crazy and given my wife gray hairs.
You still love them.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. First thing in my thought is always the kids.
Yeah, I know.
I still wish my father would realize that, but. Yeah.
Hey, at least you knew your father.
No, Max, as much as your father might be an asshole and you want nothing to do with him, it's true.
Yeah.
I didn't know my father.
That's a fair point.
I didn't know my mother either.
I love my stepdad to death. I am glad that my mom married him. But every day I wake up wondering what kind of conversation could I have with my birth father.
Yeah. And that's the highlight to the fact that
you know,
I didn't
the only
father.
Reason I would ever want to meet my birth
your birth parents?
Yeah, my birth parents or my birth mom, because I don't have no idea who my birth father even is.
Well, if you could meet either or both.
Either or both. It would turn into a screaming match between me and them sitting there.
You and them.
What would you ask her?
Like if why? Just like why? What was going through your mind? This is to my mom. Like, what was going through your mind when you were doing drugs while pregnant with me? Like,
probably nothing. Not to be mean, but remember, when somebody gets on drugs, that's all that matters to them.
I know.
She might not even have known for the 9 months she was pregnant that you were there.
Yeah.
She was focused on getting high because she didn't like her life, and instead of changing it, she tried to take the easy way. And she always kept trying to find the hive.
Yeah.
See, where, like, my birth father, as much as I would want to talk to him, the first thing I do would probably be to slug him.
Yeah, me too. So I can't bring myself to hit woman, so I won't be able to hit my mom.
So enough philosophy.
Okay.
I figured it was probably an interesting subject.
No, I mean, I've always been honest with my friends and whatnot. My birth father committed suicide when I was 2 years old.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, he was a jerk. Flat out. My mom caught him cheating. She filed for divorce, and he committed suicide before Christmas, and pretty much ruins my Christmas every year.
Oh.
He was found December 12th having suffocated himself in a car. The morning that he was found was the morning of the Christmas parade in Lake Geneva.
Oh, jeez.
And I kid you not, for the first 12 years, or first 14, 16 years that I was in school, every year, that week before, or the first week of December, I was always in a fight. My mom and I sat down my senior year, which was 2000, 2001, and we figured it out. We went back over everything. And, yeah, because I had gotten in a fight. So we sat down and tried to figure out what was going on. And literally, like, the last year, my senior year, I ended up slugging it out with a teacher. I beat the living shit out of that teacher. I was 160 pounds, and he was over 400 pounds. I got a 4-day suspension, was put up for close to expulsion. The only reason that they didn't go through with it was because that teacher lied and said that I punched him first, and another teacher came out and said, no, you assaulted him first, he defended himself. That was the only reason I didn't get expelled from high school. I am not proud of that, but as I told people, I will. If you're going to hit me, if you're going to assault me, you better make sure I'm dead, because I will kill you.
Yeah.
And I put that guy down to his knees, and I had him ready to punch him square in the face. And the only reason I didn't was because Officer Braden at Badger pulled me off of him. And Braden and I, as much as people hated him at Badger, I've known him my whole life.
Yeah.
Because my stepdad is on the fire department and worked closely with Braden when he was on the police department. He knew me my whole life. When he came up to me and touched me on the shoulder, all my rage was gone.
Because that's what trust does. Like, if you trust somebody and you know them well enough, it's just like...
Well, he literally looks at me and goes, let's go to the office. And as we started to walk, the teacher got up behind me and grabbed me by my shoulder again. And that's when that was the only time I've ever shrugged off a friendly hand off my shoulder. Because I turned around and I slugged Kendall right in the face. I know I felt teeth chatter. Yeah, I just let everything go into that punch. And that's why he wanted me expelled. Because we sat down, and it was all over me tickling a girl. He thought I was sexually harassing her.
Huh.
I had gone on a date the previous weekend with her, and we were
horsing around
the Tuesday afterwards, because she didn't make it to school on Monday. And nobody knew who the hell he was. Like, he had been there all year, but he never actually introduced himself to people. He grew up South Milwaukee, the school of hard knocks, as he claimed.
My most kind teachers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But we sat down, and pretty much my senior year, I was suspended for 4 days. My junior year, I was suspended for 3. My sophomore year, I was suspended for 1 week. My freshman year, I was suspended for 3 days. My 8th grade year, 7th grade year, and 6th grade year, it was all a Friday and a Monday suspension. And it was every week, like, that week before Christmas break. And I hate having that reputation. Because, like, even now, I struggle at the beginning of Christmas season. Mm-hmm. This is the first year in 33 years that I have ever looked forward to Christmas. You can ask my wife. Last year, the year before, every year that we've been together, Christmas has been depression straight out for me. Oh. And I hate it.
Yeah, I don't know the word empathize would work here. Sympathize. Like, I understand what you're coming from, but, like, yeah, I don't know exactly what it's like.
Yeah, well, because it's all different to each one of us.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest I had to that is my mother's father shot himself December 17th.
See, and that's not any easier.
No, and I was 2 years old at the time.
See, and that, like, with my instance, it is very hard, especially with having my daughters now. I always have to put that happy face on.
Yeah.
Like, when my older daughter was her first Christmas that she was up and moving, when she woke me up at 6 o'clock, I was ready just to scream at her. But then I remembered it was her first Christmas, her first time seeing that mounds of gifts. And that was what actually put a smile to my face, was sitting for an hour and a half at 5 a.m. recording her opening gift after gift after gift. Aww. And her just going nuts about them.
Okay. Yeah.
And, like, still to this day, it's 3 years later, 2 years later, I still go back and watch those videos, and they still make me almost cry because
so happy.
That's what Christmas is about to me.
Yeah.
Than a child's first Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That they can actually respond to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this year, with my younger daughter being almost two, it was fantastic. Oh, my gosh. It was just amazing, her watching her open up gifts, and then, like, we got to my brother's house, and my mom, or grandma and grandpa on my side, got her a huggable Barney that sings. And we made
sure. Mom would have ecstatic.
She wouldn't set it down. Literally, it was the last. We made sure it was the last gift because we knew it would be her favorite. She's a huge Barney fan.
That's
and
adorable.
Like, she opened it and was like, "Okay, well, we've had food. We opened the gifts. We got to go to Alicia's family." She wouldn't put it down to put her coat on. When we finally took her outside and got her strapped in, we set Barney on the center console, and she cried until we got her buckled in and Barney back in her lap.
Even though it's kind of sad, but it's really, this is like, mm-hmm, really precious. Though.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Like, I would trade memories. Nothing in the world for it. It was that perfect gift that she got.
Mm-hmm. That's when you know that you did right, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's not even just a present, if it's like something that, like, going out to somewhere and the kid, like, won't stop talking about it.
Well,
then you know that you did right.
It was like last week. I had 2 days left of vacation, so I took off Thursday and Friday. And Thursday, well, it was like Christmas, or the week before Christmas, I talked to my wife. I'm like, let's just go to Science and Industry. Let's take the day. Leave at 6 a.m. We ended up actually leaving like 8 o'clock, but we went down there. We spent the day, and kids were starting to get tired at about like 2:30, 3 o'clock. It's like, well, all right, because we went to go to the Idea Factory and didn't realize you had to get time release tickets.
Oh.
The next time was at 4:30. So my older daughter was heartbroken that we weren't going to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. So we took the tickets and started walking around and going to see some of the exhibits. And Lily was really starting to get fussy. So I looked at my older daughter, Fiona, and said, hey, okay, do you want to deal with a crabby Lily, have a longer ride home, and make it to the Idea Factory? Or do you want to leave now, have a quicker ride home, and be able to stop for a nicer dinner? And she wanted the later, leave later, Idea Factory, and crabby sister.
Yeah.
Well,
nice.
We got Lily down for about a 45-minute nap, thankfully.
Yeah.
We got into the Idea Factory, and we got in at 4. We left at 4:45.
Yeah.
And the whole time, it was nothing but laughs and smiles. My daughter ended up wearing my wife's shirt with a hair clip because she got soaked in water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And a week later, she still remembers everything we did in that room.
I still have dreams about that room, actually.
Oh my gosh, I don't remember that as a kid. I will never forget Fiona's first time there when she was just splashing in the water, grabbing the balls and sticking them in the tube, watching them fly across the room.
See, it was my grandfather that always took us to, like, the Field Museum in Chicago, and the Museum of Science and Industry.
Yeah.
My parents didn't do any of that.
Well, not to be mean, but they might not have had time. Alicia and I, we've barely been able to get time.
My mother has never had a full-time job.
See, and that's contributing. Like, Alicia, she took off this summer. She did not work at all. All she did, she took her summer off, spent it with the kids. That's what she wanted. I worked all the overtime that I could to make for it, and we got into some financial trouble for it. Now that she's back working, she's also working part-time at the McDonald's and Walmart. And she's decided that next summer, she wants to keep working at least Monday through Friday there, just to help with the bills.
Yeah.
And as I told her, if she doesn't want to work, I will go and get a second part-time or an evening and weekend job.
Right.
And she said she doesn't want to do that. Because I've already been offered nights and weekends at another company. Which is, it's really been tempting to say, sorry guys, but I'm going to be working Monday through Friday doing 4 hours each night. Because even making 18 bucks doing for 4 hours is a pretty nice chunk of change.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we got.
Yeah, I know. Like, that didn't really last as long as we thought it would.
For me, the thing that I'm, like, I don't know if it's, like, really I'm afraid of, but the thing that I don't, like, if I could ever, like, talk to my parents, like, I just want to know, like, first of all, like, if it was on, like, the more, like, calm, talkative side, it would be, like, how did they first meet, and, like, what, like, why, or, like, if I had any siblings, which, because I don't know that either, like...
It's kind of one of the weird things with the case that we've adopted.
Yeah. If I ever saw my father again, I'd slug him right in the face. Because he went to my grandfather, or he didn't even go to my grandfather. He texted him and said that my grandfather's the reason for all his financial troubles. My grandfather's helped pay for his house, pay for his car.
Well, but that's also the kind of guy of, I don't want to take responsibility, so I'm blaming other people. So
right,
there's nothing you can do about that.
No, I can't stand that, though.
Oh, yeah. No, that's completely a childish thing to do.
Right.
And then, like, if we're like, talking about, like, I don't know. It's, like, the closest thing, that I guess, to, like, near-death experiences in my family is my dad, because he has seizures all the time.
This is your adopted dad?
No, adoptive dad, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I just call him dad, because, like, adoptive dad,
yeah,
same thing.
Okay.
But, so he has a brain tumor, which causes him to have seizures. And, like, every once in a while, he'll just have a seizure at a random location. Like, I think one of the worst ones that I've reacted to is, like, because of him, it's hard to ever see me cry, like, out of pure emotion. Because, like, I'm so afraid of, like, his seizures cause me to just, like, lose. Like, it's pushed us so far apart, like, it's really kind of sad how far apart we've become because of, I feel as though, like, because of my anger, I feel as though I could hurt him at any moment. Because, like, I know the exact point in his head where if I hit him, he could just straight out die. Yeah.
And so it's learning to control your rage.
Yeah.
Or your anger.
Like, anger, rage, pain, like, half of, like, like, every single time that I've ever gotten into a scuffle with him, like, we've been rolling down the stairs, like, almost fist flying, like, but I was actually trying to get closer to him so I made sure I didn't, like, hurt him, but he was pushing me away, so, and, like, honestly, one of my worst fears is hurting somebody. Like, I may joke about it all the time, but when I hurt somebody, I feel absolutely miserable, like, emotionally or physically.
I know that feeling, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm that way too. I hate having to resort to violence.
Yeah.
Every time I got in fist fights in school or out at the bar with people, I felt like the loser, even if I was the one walking away.
Yeah.
I hate having to resort to it, and I hate that people try and pick fights with me.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, I will have somebody punch me, like, straight in the face before I try to hurt them. I've had... At my school, I've had somebody just, like, kick me straight in the groin. Sorry. And I've tried walking away, and then he pushed me over, and then I kicked him in the groin, too. Then he, when I started to turn around, he kind of hooked me around the mouth. Like, he punched me, like, if I was, like, behind him, he punched me, like, right here in the side of the face and, like, made me just destroy my lip. Mm-hmm. And I walked away from that feeling like, it wasn't the fact I was crying because of the pain, but because of the fact that I hurt somebody.
Yeah, like, no,
the
I've
feeling
felt
of
that
hurting
way too.
Somebody is so much worse mm-hmm. than the pain that you actually get from being hurt. At least that's what I feel.
Congrats, Nick. You have a conscience.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I know. But like, it's hard for me just to like imagine like.
Nick, you're in good company.
Yeah. Sorry.
Speaking of the oldest of six brothers, who we always got in fights, we always nearly hospitalized each other. I mean, when I was six, the next oldest brother to myself, was running up the stairs at me with a baseball bat, and I slammed the door on him.
Oh.
And he went flying down the stairs.
Huh.
He can't grow a beard.
Why?
Because he had to have stitches on his chin.
Ah.
Yeah, I actually, there's a spot on my chin, it looks kind of like a cross out.
Yeah.
And later that year, he took a pencil and stabbed me in the forehead.
Something cool.
Don't even remark, Max.
But no, if you look at my chin when I have scruff,
yeah.
There's literally, it looks kind of like two L's mirroring yeah. each other from, I tripped on the ice when my brother pushed me.
Oh.
Split my chin and had 16 stitches.
Yeah. Yeah, and one year I took a chunk of ice and chucked it at his face.
Yeah, this is...
I mean...
That's called sibling rivalry. But it's also called just being absolutely carnal.
Yeah, I mean... And then one year I almost really hurt one of my youngest brothers, and that's why I decided, yeah, it's not worth being angry.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, you it's, will... Like, it's hard for me to actually get angry. I may get frustrated.
Oh, no.
Like, you might... I don't think anyone you hear have actually seen me actually angry.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah. And honestly, like, if you ever see me cry, like, over, like, out of pure emotion, not, like, out of, like, hearing somebody else's story of, and, like, crying over that. It's just, like, I'm sad because this happened. Like, I know this is absolutely terrible. One of my dogs died a couple, like, a year ago. He was, like, he had cancer. He had some sort of cancer. He was just old. We had to put him down. Like, I was at another program then.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, like, I was on a home visit, and then the day after I had left from the home visit, they went to go put him down, and they called me, saying, oh, yeah, we had to put down Jack, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And like I don't think I've still shed a tear over that, and that just makes me feel like a really horrible person, because like it takes a lot to make me cry, and that makes me feel like kind of like a robot though.
I mean, not really.
No, I mean,
because like I had an incident like that. I moved out with my wife, we bought the house, got married, and I left my dog at home with my parents. He was a shelter dog that we got my senior year after another dog of ours was hit. Well,
yeah.
I wanted to bring him with, but Alicia and I said no, not right away. So about 3 months, maybe 4 months after, it was just before I got laid off from work, my mom and I got in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely cut off all contact with her. Like, I would only deal with her through my stepdad. Well, about 3 or 4 weeks, or about a week or two after I got laid off in May, I got a phone call from her, and I didn't even listen to it. I just called by voicemail and hung up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Sunset or the next one?
Next one, Bird Street.
Okay. And, like, about 4 or 5 days later, my wife went to go talk with my mom. Because mm-hmm. she kept calling me, and I just would send her to voicemail. I wouldn't listen to the voicemails. I'd just call it and delete it right away.
Yeah.
Well, she had called to say that Adam had swallowed a sewing needle and they were putting him down because he was 14 years old at the time.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that my dog was put down, and I still haven't cried over it.
Yeah. I mean, I've had 3 dogs pass away on me, but that's a story for another time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you guys.
Have a good night, AJ.
I'll probably join in next week, assuming I don't have a job by then.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might be in a nerd rage next week, which is all competitive stuff. So there's nothing really casual. All
right.
Okay, so I've also got a poem I wrote, but I don't want to read it on the podcast.
Then don't.
Well, actually, I might.
Don't worry about it.
But it's a good poem.
No, you're kind of jumping around.
Okay, but, like, continue with your story.
But, I mean, I still haven't cried over Adam, and I miss that dog every damn day because, like, we found him at the shelter, and he had infection on his foot when we first got there, and that the cell, I mean, when we first were looking at the dogs, he was the one that was in the back of the cell. He wouldn't come up to the fence until somebody came up, and then he would just kind of mosey over. You'd be able to scratch him, and he'd just sit there and just want to be scratched. Well, when we went the second time to get him, they had him in a private room because he got an infection on his paws that it hurt to walk. So first day that he got to meet my brother and my stepdad, he didn't want to move, so he would barely kind of waddle up and then lean as far as he could for us to scratch him. Well, they got his paws healed up, so we actually ended up adopting him, and the first day they gave him a bath and then let us take him to the vet to go get neutered. Well, as we're waiting for the okay to leave the property, he's sitting outside just doing the dog, because he just got the bath, so he's rubbing up against all the trees, rolling in the grass and all that. It was funny as could be, because it was not the dog we were used to.
Yeah.
But the dog that we saw was quiet, didn't move a lot. We thought we were getting this nice, laid-back dog. So we get him back from getting neutered, and for about the first week, great dog, just completely quiet. Come up, greet you at the door, and then follow you around the house and whatnot. About 2 weeks after we got him, became a completely different dog. Slightest noise, squirrels running across the power lines, and he'd go flying through the house. We're like, what the hell? So we ended up calling the animal hospital to find out what was going on. Well, it's pretty common if you get a shelter dog, the stress of the other dogs at the shelter will make them be quiet. And then once they decompress, they become themselves.
Yeah.
So one of the people that lived in an apartment would always go out for walks 4 or 5 times a day. Well, she came down and asked to walk our dog. So we said, yeah, sure, no problem. Well, my brother hadn't actually got to see Adam since we got him back from being neutered. So he came over one day. I got off of school and we were wrestling. Well, Brad was on top of me, just had me pinned, and Adam came in from a walk. And next thing I know, there's this ball of fur flying over me and tackles my brother.
Oh.
And all I see is him working down my brother's arm and swing it back behind his back, pinning him. And he was a trained guard dog. We had no clue what his commands were. It was the scariest moment with a dog that I've ever had. Because the realization in the back of my head, this dog knows how to pin a 220-pound man. I'm 160 pounds. What the hell am I going to do if it snaps on me?
Yeah.
Never had an issue with the dog. The dog was the most loyal thing ever.
Yeah, that's how dogs work.
I mean, some of them do. I don't know what it was. We only ever had one other instance of questionable behavior from Adam. And it was because a gentleman in the apartments next to us was trying to beat the shit out of his girlfriend. He's smashing her front door after they got in a fight and she got him outside. I mean, he's just pow, 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 pow. Well, we opened the front door to find out what was going on, and he darted through and just took the guy down. I mean, he pinned him there like he did my brother. Guys, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to kill your fucking dog. Da, 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 da. And Adam held him there until the police came. 25 minutes, Adam held him in place.
That's quite scary, but it's also quite amazing.
Yes, literally the police looked at us and said, we probably should put this dog down. And it's like, no, this guy just saved our life. And I didn't even get the time to go, good boy, steal it. Because I let the issue with my mom get between us. You awake, Max?
Barely.
You gonna be safe to drive home?
Yes. I'll wake up once we get into the car.
Cold.
0 degrees.
I held the 2-hour podcast last week.
I didn't even listen. I feel bad about that.
You'd probably kill me. I screwed up Jason the Mind Sculptor.
Really?
Yeah, I was trying to read it off the top of my head, and I changed one word, which kind of ruins the card.
What did you change?
I said, return target creature with owner's control.
Wow.
Owner's hand, actually.
Did you fix that?
Nope. I didn't realize it until I was listening to it, to the playback when I was doing the editing. I didn't realize
can
I said
you
that.
Edit over it, though?
I wasn't going to.
That's no fun.
Because you know how much work it is trying to do that?
I mean...
Then when I make the joke that Bob's going to kill me if I screw this up...
Nick?
What?
Do you listen to podcasts at all?
Not really.
I just recently linked them to every single podcast.
If you have Wi-Fi when you get down to Kentucky...
Yeah.
Listen to some podcasts. Even in your downtime. Like, before you go to sleep... Like, Marl's drive to work.
I already linked it to him.
It's Mark Rosewater talking about magic design and the philosophy of...
Actually, I think I've listened to like one or two of
them. He goes through some of the set reviews and does a card-by-card basis of what he remembers on it. I don't know how many times I've been listening to him and he said a card and said the wrong thing that it does. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, I know what this card does. Why doesn't he? He designed it.
Yeah, but he designs over a million cards.
Yeah, I mean, there's only 15,000 magic cards or something like
that. Shut up. All right.
He's done a lot of it. And he knows.
What?
Yeah,
there's 15,000?
Yeah, there's like 15,000 individual magic cards.
There's 20,000.
There might be 20,000.
Because I know when you download an X-Mage, it tells you how many there is to download.
I mean, it's something. That might just be doing art, though, Max.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's not that many individual cards as you think. You'd think there'd be 100, 200,000. Nope. They have, as far as I know, they haven't cracked 30,000 individual magic cards. Not to say they don't have that many in design and development right now.
Because they only do sets of like 100 to 300.
Yeah. Wow. So pretty much every year they're adding 1,000, 1,100 cards. But that one will teach you a lot about Magic's past. Mark Rosewater, he did a series of 20 years of Magic in 20 podcasts. He goes from 1993 to the present day with them. Year by each podcast is a designated year that he talks about.
Hmm.
From like 93 to about 2008... He was at every pro tour. He was at every major event. He's been designing and developing magic cards for over 25 years now.
Yeah.
And that's one of the best podcasts that I've listened to. And all that he does is literally from the time that he drops either his daughter off for school or the time he leaves the house to the time he pulls into his parking spot at work. Huh. And that's all the time he gives himself. He'll listen to it and decide if he wants to re-record it or put it up.
And he puts out 2 a week.
Yep, 2 a week.
Which are usually backdated by about maybe a month, if not 2 months.
Well, no, a couple of them, they've been like 6 or 7 months behind.
Yeah. Because
he'll talk about a set as it's in development before it's actually shown to the public.
And he says it when he starts working on a set, or when he starts talking about a set, he goes, well, currently this is out and this isn't released yet.
Yeah. So you can get a thought process into where they were going with the set and what kind of changed. As I say, it's 20 to 30 minute podcasts.
Yeah. Really good ways to kill time, especially if you're on a plane. Hey!
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you can download like 8 or 9 of them.
And that's without Wi-Fi.
And that's like 4 or 5 hours of listening material.
And they have jacks to plug in your phone on planes. So yes, you can kill a lot of time on a plane.
I mean, even if you have an iPod or something like that, you can. There's tons of options. And I highly recommend listening to podcasts over TV or radio.
At my work, we're able to wear headphones, so I listen to podcasts a lot.
That's what I did at my last job. Literally, I would be listening to podcasts that were 4 or 5 years old just to catch up.
Yeah. I know I did that with Jay's Hub. I'm getting old.
Some of those old ones are funny.
I went back to the all the way up until we went to Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
All the way up to the one we listened to when we were going down there. I went all the way that far back.
Did you listen to Smodcast this week?
No, I don't listen to Smodcast.
This week's Smodcast was amazing because it was talking about Carrie Fisher. Did you listen to Babylon?
Somewhat. Oh, Carrie Fisher. I just remembered who we were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember your tweet.
Which tweet?
Ralph got more emotional this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was talking about Carrie Fisher's mother.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Smith's take on Carrie Fisher was amazing. He talks about how she was in the movie Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
She was the nun.
Yeah.
Well, he talks about geeking out when they were in the car between takes and how, like, he kept it together while they first met, but once they got filming in between takes, he's like, I love you, you were amazing, I forgot what the name of the movie was, but he went and saw it 9 times in the theater because she was in her underwear in it. So he's literally geeking out about her, saying how he fell in love with her and all this, and it's a pleasure to work with her. And her reply to him is just perfect. It's absolutely Carrie Fisher. I'm glad I could help you find your lightsaber.
Yeah.
I mean,
he mentioned that in the Babylon.
Yes. And that's the story he's been talking about. And like, even like, do you know she didn't get paid for doing Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? She requested that.
She gets a beaver.
2 beaver skin chairs. And when Kevin Smith asked why she wanted those particular chairs, her reply was, beaver seems like a great currency for this type of movie.
Is that reply?
Yes, that is what she said to him.
Is that referring to what I think it's referring to, though?
No.
It might be more or less, but
I mean, the whole point of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, it's kind of a stoner comedy.
All Kevin Smith movies are stoner comedies.
No. No. Jason Amy is not stoner comedy. Clerks is not stoner comedy.
I think it's a lot funnier when you're saying.
His later movies become stoner comedy. Mallrats. Dogma, kind of. Not so much. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Clerks 2, Tusk, Yoga Hosers, yes and no.
I can tell you it's so much more funnier.
Yes, it is so much funnier, but it's not that kind of comedy. I'm really excited for Moose Jaws. I think it's going to be hilarious.
It's not going out in theaters, is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yoga Hosers was in theaters. Limited release.
Limited release, actually, but still. The
closest one was Chicago for, or Crystal Lake for us.
Minute release?
Limited. It'll only hit, like, 600-700 theaters total.
It wasn't a box office film.
I mean, all of Kevin Smith's movies maybe cost $1 million total. A piece. The studios are almost guaranteed to make their money back because of Kevin Smith fan base. Like, I'm really upset that we haven't gotten a Blu-ray of Mallrats or Dogma. Because he sold the rights to those to Harvey Weinstein. And he says he openly regrets it because he wants to get those movies out into fans' hands.
But, well, in Bob's Place.
Yep.
It's somewhat depressing after hours, but...
No, I mean, it was getting a little deep. That's all.
Yeah. Whatever. See y'all.
Yep.